The Burt Show.
This guy has been hailed the newest, greatest rap star in America. It's Jay-Z, and he stopped by the Q100 studios to hang out with The Burt Show for a little while. Jay-Z, good to have you in studio, man.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to Atlanta. This is obviously not your first time here.
No, I love Atlanta.
Yeah?
I've been coming in for years.
What is it about Atlanta specifically that you dig so much?
Women, and more women.
Now, you can't be talking about women if you got Beyonce on one arm now.
I'm grown, man.
Yeah, last time, was it the last time you were here? You were doing the big old roller skating thing for the birthday party or something?
Oh, yeah. I did a couple of things that night. Yeah.
And Waffle House?
We come from... Say Waffle House. This Waffle House thing is in People Magazine.
Yeah, it was a big deal that Jay-Z and Beyonce went to Waffle House.
That's crazy.
You're not allowed to be normal. You're a celebrity. You can't go to Waffle House like every other drunk person in Atlanta.
Do you find like if you weren't the rap star, you know, the way that you have to live your life right now and the way that, I mean, your success has brought you so many new and different and great things that money brings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever look at it and just go, I just can't believe this is my life. This isn't me.
It's amazing. Like, from where I come from, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Marcy Projects. Brooklyn, New York is like the hood.
The hood of the hood?
The hood, yeah, exactly. The hood of the hood.
What is the one thing, I guess I should ask you, where you said, I have got to get away from this. I have got to build a life so I never have to come back here again.
So many things. Like, and that when you're in that situation, every day is a test. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you're walking on eggshells. Like, you know anything can happen at any given time. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much tension for a person to live with their whole life. I mean, it's great days and it's, you know, it's fun out there and it's, you know, the Johnny Pump open. We call it Johnny Pump. The hydrant when you wet people. And jump rope and basket. It's fun days, but overall, it's just tough situation because everybody, you got to figure, this is how you live. You have a person next to you, on top of you, on the side of you. It's like a box. Like, it's so many different personalities that you got to attend with every day. And everyone's so close that they on top of each other all the time. It's so many. It's six floors and four families on each floor. And it's three buildings that's connected.
Mm-hmm.
And those three buildings is about 100 of them. You know what I'm saying? There's just so many people on top of each other.
When was the last time you were back in your building?
I did a 60 Minutes piece, so I was over there like maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
So you walk in there, and are you just like blown away at what you have now, what you had then? And
yeah, I mean, you got to. They have my name in the Swan planted a garden, and they have my name in the grass. I think that was cool.
Wow, that is really awesome.
Yeah.
You're in Atlanta doing the principal for the day thing here today.
Yeah. Now I'm somebody's principal. Could you believe that?
Do you ever talk to any of the people that you went to high school with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, me and Big and Busta Rhymes went to the same high school.
Oh, is that right? All at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Were you guys doing music together in high school?
Nah, we didn't really. We just was like passing friends. Like, you know, we knew each other and we knew each, you know, we all knew that we rap.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really know each other like that.
How long are you going to do music for? Like, if you picked a date where you're going to say, you know what, I made my money.
Whenever you hear the Black Album is out, that's when it's the last one I'm going to rap it out. That's the name of the last album.
You already know that?
The Black Album, yeah.
You seriously already know that?
Yeah.
Why that name?
I just wanted to be no artwork, just an album, just blank. Like, no, I just want to make music to make it. The last one is going to be just because I wanted to make it. Like, if you hear some samba on there, some calypso, anything that I want to do, I'm gonna just do it. I ain't gonna worry about it. It's just gonna be
Jay-Z bluegrass.
Whatever. Yeah, there you go.
That music from what's that movie? The George Clooney movie.
Yeah.
Jay-Z rapping over that.
You've put out like 7 albums since 1999.
96. Whoa, 99. Sheesh.
And you're still not burned out.
Yeah.
Although I heard you just took your first vacation ever.
Yeah, I needed that one though.
Where'd you go?
I went to South of France. Matter of fact, I landed in Rome. I took a helicopter to Capri. I stayed in Capri 4 days. I went to London for Wimbledon. I came back. I met Bono over in London, him and Quincy Jones. They called my room, told me come downstairs, have drinks.
How does Bono call your room? How does Bono register
Bono,
for a hotel?
That's Bono. They going to give him the name. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
I want that guy. He give him your room. He give him the key to your room.
Anything Bono wants, man.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the only stuff. Okay, so you're hanging out with Quincy Jones. You're having drinks with Bono. What else?
Yeah, Bono says, you know, we going back to Nice. I got a house out there. Come to my house. So he actually wanted me to come on a plane with him, but I had a couple people with me, so I was like, I'm not going to crowd the plane up. You got your family with you. I'll call you when I get there. I get there. I pick up a boat. I take a boat to his house, the guy's house. We go. It's a gate to get in his town.
Into Bonneville?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bono Town.
Like, yeah. To get in the province, it's a gate. Like, we had to put a thing just to drive down Main Street. So we put the code, we go down, we go over to his house, we had lunch.
You're really killing my buzz for the road trip to Nashville I was going to take this weekend.
So, yeah, for the next 2 weeks, he was like my concierge service. Like, he gave me the layout for every place in the south of France, where to go, where to eat, what the nightlife. So every day I woke up in a new place. I sleep in Sardinia, and then I woke up, I was in Corsica, go to sleep. I woke up, I was in Saint-Tropez, and I was, give me Portofino.
Unreal, man.
I needed it.
I bet. I heard that you were hanging out with the Williams sisters, too, over at Wimbledon.
Yeah, that was at Wimbledon, yeah.
What a trip, man. Yeah. There was one report that you and a bunch of your friends were down in like $20,000 bottles of Cristal.
Now, that was the Prince. It was one of them princes from. He had a bottle of champagne that might have been up to that sign right there. It's the world's biggest bottle of Cristal. They came on a boat. It was 300-foot yacht. It had a discotheque on the top.
I mean, sometimes is it just too large? Even for you're like, I can't. This is too much.
Yeah, I don't even want to go over there by that table.
Then he goes over there and he looks right at that. He goes, okay, now this really, money ain't a thing here.
Yeah, yeah. It's different levels. Like, exactly. Like, you just start to see different levels. Like, their money is different. They ain't not concerned with rims on a car. They like boats. 300-foot yachts, homie.
Man, you just must look at this and just, I mean, there must be times you're like, this can't be.
Yeah, I actually stayed up. The first night I got the boat, I stayed up that night. Like, I stayed up to the morning. I seen the sun come up. I was just sitting on the back of the boat drinking wine. Like,
cool,
what am
right?
I doing here? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Like,
wow.
Well, I don't know what you're saying, but I can live it.
They called my number, man.
Tell us about Blueprint, too, because, I mean, you talk about just unbelievably unfortunate bad timing with the first Blueprint coming out on 9/11.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking there's the last thing on people's minds here is buying CDs.
Right.
And sure enough, you still sold about a half a million.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's just. And how about Blueprint 2 now?
The numbers come out next week, but it looks good. Like, I'm number one CD in America.
The AJC has some incredible things to say about it. The first thing here says, with Blueprint, he became arguably the greatest living rapper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
That's something else, huh?
Yeah.
Do you look at your life and say, yeah, that's probably accurate. I probably am.
I mean, I'm a rapper. I think all rappers believe they're the greatest rapper. We arrogant, like, you know, as far as recording. Like, you know, in real life, I'm just a cool, regular person. Like, but when I'm recording, is, you know, it's rap. It's competitive. You have to be cocky. You need an edge, you know?
Mm-hmm. The recently released follow-up, The Blueprint 2, The Gift and the Curse, doesn't just pick up where the last album left off. It suggests new directions for Jay-Z's music and largely pleasing results.
Wow.
Many tracks, it says, have a live feel, and it's great. They go on to talk about how you worked with Lenny Kravitz on this CD also.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. The guy, he does everything. He writes, produces, arranges, and plays every instrument on all his albums. I had to work with him.
Yeah. That guy, to me, is the coolest guy ever. I mean, he can say anything and do anything, and people are just like, whatever he says, the coolest thing ever.
I don't understand it, but I better. Yeah. Right? You feel like you're missing something if you don't understand what Lenny Kravitz is doing, right?
But despite offering a flurry of great songs, Blueprint 2 isn't as cohesive as the predecessor. Nevertheless, the set's musical diversity suggests great things for the future.
I believe that, too. I said that in the beginning. I said that it's not your typical Jay-Z album because, you know, a Jay-Z album is a theme. Like, you could just play it and just let it go. Like, with The Blueprint, you just knew it was just soul music. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to go with so many different directions on this one. It's hard to be make it cohesive when you're going. You got Lenny Kravitz on one track and M.O.P. Mm-hmm. on the next one.
Is there somebody that says to you, looking over your shoulder, going, okay, this isn't working or this is working, or you have complete 100% control?
Yeah, I have friends, you know what I'm saying, we need tough love. They offer their opinion. They say anything to me. Like, somebody told me Hard Knock Life was, Leo told me that, I'm telling on him, told me that Hard Knock Life was the worst song he ever heard.
Oh,
Good thing I ain't listened to him. That would have been a,
right.
Yeah.
What's the harshest? I mean, is that the harshest thing anybody's
the
ever
heard? The worst song he's ever heard?
It gets no worse than that, man.
It can't get much harder than that.
I laughed at him. I said, watch this one work.
Well, welcome back to Atlanta. Thanks for stopping by Q100. Whenever you're in town, please come on back.
My man.
All right, JC. Thanks, man.
Cool.
Hey, The Bird Show.